We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The American Academy of Pediatrics says there should be universal masking in schools for everyone older than two. And today, Mayor de Blasio says the city doesn't plan to change its mask mandate in the schools, which means kids and their teachers will be required to mask up this fall. The AAP says the concern is over the fact that most students aren't eligible to get a COVID shot, and we're still dealing with this variant, Delta. Meantime, when asked about a three-foot rule, the mayor says,
"We made our schools safe. We're going to be doing the exact same things again in an atmosphere where a huge number of people have now been vaccinated, a much, much better environment than what we had to deal with last year. So it will work. If the three-foot rule is in effect, we can make it work with the three-foot rule."
Beyond schools, Mark Levine, who chairs the city's health committee, wants to see everybody go back to wearing masks indoors, even if they've been vaccinated. Well, as you've been hearing on 1010 Wins, tomorrow isn't the day to look at your 401k if you're trying to start the day off right, because stocks took a dive today. We're bringing back Bloomberg Money Watch analyst Andrew O'Day now to tell us what in the world is driving this thing down, Drew.
Yeah, once again, rising trend lines for COVID infections in the U.S. and around the world have simply become too tall to ignore. Traders and markets on every continent today reflected a newer, less hopeful outlook on the global economy. Today, the Dow fell 725,
wow.
That's more than 2%. NASDAQ down 152, S&P down 68. Adding to the COVID concern has been fear of a reheating geopolitical standoff, as the U.S. and allies in Europe and Asia say it was the Chinese government that was behind a series of major cyber attacks over the past several months. Put that and COVID together, and You've got quite the formula for losses, Larry.
So, Drew, do you have a crystal ball to say when this thing is going to stop the slide? Do we know?
Well, if I did, I'd be retired.
I was going to say, can we even begin to predict?
That's right.
Okay. Do we do anything? Is there anything you can do? You know, people are going to be looking at their 401ks in the morning and go, oh, my gosh, what happened?
Yeah, the key to remember in a situation like that is not to overreact. One thing we've learned over the past year and a half is that markets can look nasty for a day, a week, even a month. And then we get recovery after that. So unless you have to take money out immediately because you need to retire tomorrow, don't overreact. Don't touch everything so much. Move it around so much. The trend line is still, generally speaking, upward in terms of economic growth. There are just some who are saying now that it's not up, up, up and away for economic growth at this point. We might have a couple of more steps back as we continue to make steps forward.
On Capitol Hill, they're trying again to stem the tide of illegal guns pouring into the neighborhood and cities. There's Al Jones.
After a decade of trying, why does Senator Gillibrand believe legislation cracking down on gun trafficking can pass this year?
I'm optimistic with the current number of senators and who supports this legislation that we can get to 60.
The legislation is named in honor of 17-year-old Nyasha Pryor, who was killed when a shooter opened fire into a Brooklyn crowd a dozen years ago. Borough President Eric Adams says going after gun traffickers will produce results where stiffer penalties have failed.
When you're dealing with desperate people, they don't sit down and read the penal law to determine if they're going to shoot an innocent person.
And the bipartisan bill in Congress would establish gun trafficking as a federal crime. Al Jones, 1010 Wins News.
If you're a strap hanger, you can keep more of your money in your pocket until next year. That's because the MTA just announced they're holding off on that planned fare hike, citing the economy.
And more specifically, people are still experiencing more month than money because of the pandemic. So the Finance Committee says they're going to hold off. The MTA board planned to implement a fare increase in March, you recall, and held public hearings in December on a slate of price increase options, including the elimination of the unlimited 7 and 30-day Metro cards. But board members announced in January that hike would be delayed until summer and wouldn't kick in until November. Well, now they pushed it back again. The pushback means less dollars going into the MTA's coffers, but all agree that raising the fares now would probably hurt ridership even more, and at a time when it's already down by 50%.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.